Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, this is Christine, the creator of Private Affairs Podcast. A quick warning before we get into the next episode. This show is intended for mature audiences as it contains strong language and sexual references. Listener discretion is advised.
Langkawi Island, Malaysia. Luke booked us into a gorgeous private villa on a luxury resort. On our second night, he surprised me with a romantic dinner on the beach. Oh, it was perfect. The sea, the candles, the food, him. You didn't have to do all of this.
True, but you only turn 29 once.
I don't think that's a thing people say.
It's true.
Well, thank you, baby, for everything.
My pleasure. Hey, how about a toast? Okay. To your birthday. And to many more that we'll celebrate together.
Thank you. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How are you avoiding all of this? I mean, this is a lot.
I work. Oh, babe, you know what I do for a living.
Do I, though? Luke, you realize I am an auditor. So what's going on? Wait, are you Breaking Bad? Should I be concerned?
Yeah.
Babe?
Just call me Heisenberg from now on.
No, babe.
It's not.
Make it make sense.
It's nothing. Well, nothing quite as thrilling as that.
Babe? Don't joke this away.
All right. Look, you want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, my family's been in construction business for a really long time, since the 1900s. So, I guess long story short, I have a trust fund.
Oh.
See, I told you, it's not interesting.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
So why do you live like a slob?
I'm not that bad. Come on. Okay, look, I wasn't always that bad. I'll admit things have gotten, you know, a bit out of hand, but I promise it'll all get taken care of once the renovations start kicking in and once it's done.
Renovation?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's the plan. Huh. It was supposed to be completed before I even moved in, but you know, the council's taking ages to approve my plans and... Oh my, babe, these scallops are amazing. Oh my God.
Wait.
It's good.
Wait. So, what? Do you ever.
What?
Same. Do you ever worry about money?
Nah. Well, I mean, yeah, sort of. But I worry about it in, like, a different way. You know, sometimes it makes it harder to trust people's intentions when money starts getting involved. Huh. But that's just a small price to pay. I mean, I realize I'm just, I guess, lucky to live this kind of life I have, you know? Shit, V, you gotta try these scallops, seriously.
I should have been happy, right? I was in paradise with a trust fund baby. But... Instead, I felt indebted to him in some sort of way and a bit unsettled knowing that I was enjoying his family's generational wealth, which I could only imagine how it had been attained and at whose expense.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's like rich, rich.
Right?
Like old money rich.
Yeah. Why don't I see this coming before? He used to, Mati, he used to summer in Europe as a child.
God.
Only wealthy people will use summer as a verb.
Just casually. It's just
summer. Just casually. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like he's Christian Grey.
Who?
You know, the guy from 50 Shades.
Ah.
V. This is why I keep telling you, you need to get into literature.
I thought it was a movie, though.
Based on a book. Come on, V.
Whatever, Mati. I don't like this. I don't like any of this. It's weird. What am I supposed to do for his birthday? Like, how to give a man a gift who has everything or ever?
V.
What?
I say this with love. Stop complaining.
Yeah.
Do you know where I am right now? Do you want me to go into detail of what I'm doing right now? Do you know how many people want to get flued out?
I know.
Honestly.
Look, I just feel like the power dynamic has shifted, you know? Like, he has the upper hand now, so...
Stop. The power dynamic has not shifted. You've got the power of the pussy. Okay? What are you worried about? Look at Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Look at Meghan Markle, how they did her.
But Harry chose her in the end.
True.
It's like, stop stressing. This is a good thing. Shit, I wish I had your kind of problems.
Cole, what's up? Did something happen?
It's Tonde. He's jumped onto the baby bandwagon.
Even though
we agreed to wait until I'd made senior manager.
Eesh, so what are you thinking? What are you going to do?
I don't know. You know how much I've been working for this promotion? It's just so unfair. And now he's, like, punishing me for wanting to wait. Do you know, the other day I got home and he hadn't even started cooking, even though it was his turn.
Maybe he forgot.
No, he didn't forget. It was intentional. I know him.
You know what? Wait, hold on. Let me just move. Okay, I thought I heard him coming. But that's not cool, though.
It's not. And it's a busy season for me. It's the last thing I want to do when I get home is start sorting out food. Shut, I was bleak.
Sorry, babes. Maybe try to talk to him again. I'm sure you'll come around. Like, he probably just got swept up with his parents' hype and, you know.
I hope so.
Because
the way he's been acting lately, I could use a vacation from him right now. So count your blessings, okay?
I know.
Enjoy it.
I know.
I did again. Shit.
You did.
I don't think you know what you're doing. Did I fuck it up?
Yeah. Stop it.
What? You stop it.
No, you stop.
Don't see.
Hi, it's Christine here with a quick message. If you've been enjoying Private Affairs, please consider contributing towards Season 2 by donating any amount you can at privateaffairspod.com or by purchasing merch also available at privateaffairspod.com. Thank you for supporting the road to Season 2. Now back to the show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Pacific Oz Airlines flight number POC263, flying to Melbourne, Australia, is now open for priority boarding through gate 21. At this time, we would like to invite first and business class passengers, as well as our Platinum Club members, to board the aircraft. Please have your passport and boarding pass ready for inspection. For all other passengers, please remain seated until you are invited to board. Thank you.
Hello. Enjoy the flight.
Thanks.
Sorry, ma'am. It's first and business class passengers only.
Oh, yes, I'm flying first class.
Okay, and what's your purpose of travel to Australia today?
I live there.
So what visa do you have?
I'm a permanent resident. So that's the Skilled Independent 189 visa.
Right, I'm just going to need to check that your visa's still valid for travel. Would you mind stepping to the side?
Sorry, ma'am, is there a problem?
Sir, yeah. I'll just be with you in a moment.
Yeah, but it's just that she...
I'll just be a minute. So tell me, how long have you been in Malaysia?
A week. Look, I have my visa grant letter printed out if you want to
see that. Okay, yeah, and what were you doing here?
Holiday.
Holiday? And you're flying first class?
Yes.
Can I see the card that you used to purchase this ticket?
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
I mean, my partner, he's over there. He should have it.
Luke?
She wants to see the card you used to buy the tickets.
What, is there a problem with the ticket?
You two are travelling together?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, in that case, never mind. I'll scan you through. Sorry about that, ma'am. Enjoy your flight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bitch.
What the fuck was her problem? Unbelievable. V, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Because, you know, we can...
I said I'm fine. Like, sorry. Can we just get on the plane?
Please hold, and one of our microaggression specialists will be with you shortly. And in the meantime, just breathe.
Hey, I don't see no enemies, but I decipher all the messages they sending me. I feel the laser pointed stairs in my periphery. I'm young, black, and gifted. You really can't get rid of me. The high-minded still falling for that trickery. They can't help but hate a nigga when he living free. So I don't mind if we don't get along. My pedigree's been set in stone. Eyes up to the heavens, ignoring stop signs. Blowing my credit on microaggression hotline.
Malaysia was good for us. I felt so much closer to him. I think he felt the same way because soon after getting back, he introduced me to his family and he helped me take out my braids. No.
Hang on.
Okay, you sure you got it, babe?
Yeah. Hang on.
It's just that I just don't want you...
Can you just give me the scissors?
Just don't cut my hair. Okay. No, it's fine.
No, come on. Let me help you. Seriously, it doesn't look that hard.
Okay, but can you even see where my hair stops?
Yes, I see. It's right here.
Okay, Luke, just make sure you don't cut my hair, babe.
I won't. Trust me. Hands of a doctor.
Melbourne's African gang. A growing public safety concern.
See? I'm good. No hair. I got it.
Okay. Good job, baby.
Told you, nothing to worry about.
Okay. So what do you want to watch?
Hang on, let me put this. Anything, you pick.
Okay. What about this?
No, I watched that last week.
Okay. Do you want to do comedy, drama, horror?
You pick, just okay. Whatever.
Okay, ooh, yeah. This one?
No, that one, I heard that shit.
Okay, do you
want
to pick?
No, it's cool, I don't care. I'll just watch whatever you want.
Ooh. Taffy. Hello, Taffy.
Condemned, Dave.
Napana, Shah, just Netflix and chill. What's up?
Nothing much, Shah. Just getting ready for my trip, car. I'm going back cabin. Hey, do you still want me to take that package back to your parents?
Oh, yes. When do you fly out again?
Thursday night.
Ish, I'd already forgotten.
As you
No, sorry. Wait, can I drop it off on Wednesday after work? Does that work for you?
Yes, though. That's fine, man. I'm cool.
Hey, thanks, man. You're a lifesaver. My mom's was going to kill me.
Anytime. Hey, did you go to Ningriyo?
Shut. Wait. Taffy, can I catch up? Sorry, can I catch up with you on Wednesday? I've got company.
As soon as you with Donatani.
Nigga.
I'm not trolling. I'm just trying. I'm just having a brain freeze. Look there. See, I remember. Anyway, yeah, it's bon. Talk about that later.
Okay, all right.
Enjoy.
Ah, anyway, bye.
What was that about?
Taff? Oh, yeah. He just offered to take some stuff back to Zim for my parents.
Oh, so Taff knows your parents?
Yeah.
Cool. Sorry, when do I get to meet them?
When the time is right.
Yeah, but you know you've met my parents, right?
Yeah, I know. It's just for me, culturally speaking, boyfriends are tricky. I can't just introduce random guys to my parents.
Oh, shit. So I'm just a random guy.
No, stop it. No, that's not what I mean. Look, my parents have never met any of my boyfriends. So if I introduce someone to them, it has to be like, for sure, I'm going to marry the guy.
That's kind of weird. I mean, don't they want to know who their daughter is dating?
No, they don't. I know, but look, this just... how it is.
Okay, so how come Taff's met them?
That's different. He's more like a cousin. You know we grew up together, right?
Yeah, I'm still not sure about this. I mean, that guy just seems too eager.
Taff?
Yeah.
Baby, you're being paranoid.
Hey, think about it. Just hear me out. Think about it for like a second. If I was just your friend, I'd definitely try something with you.
Because that's because you're a perv.
I'm not a perv.
Oh, you're being defensive. Seriously, babe, you have nothing to worry about. I'm not even his type anyway. He's just a friend.
Look, I still don't trust him around you.
Well, you can trust me.
Well, speaking of your friend. He mentioned something to me about buying cows for marriage. Is that, I don't know, is that true? What's that about? Like, right? Oh.
What?
Is that right?
You mean Lobola? Like the bride price?
Yeah, I don't know, I suppose so.
And Taff told you about it?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Well, the night I met your friends at that bar that we were at. Yeah.
Okay, what else did you guys talk about?
Like work and just nothing much. Why?
Nothing. I just don't remember seeing you two talking that much that night, that's all. So it's kind of weird.
So what's this whole cow thing about? Like, fill me in.
Okay. Well, it's basically a custom where the groom gives a gift to the bride's family to thank them for raising a good woman and for the future children she'll give birth to.
Okay, so how many cows would someone have to buy to marry you?
God, when you put it like that. Well, these days people just use cash instead of real cows. As for how much, I don't know.
How come you don't know?
It's not like there's a set price or anything. There are different factors that are considered.
Like what?
Like education level, kids born out of wedlock, if you've gone overseas, class. It's actually more like a negotiation, so it depends a lot on the bride's family. Look, some families charge a lot and some don't.
Okay, so like what's the average?
I don't know, $1,000 to $20,000. I don't know. My cousin was around 10K, I think.
Look, I don't get it. Like, it seems like you're buying a person to me.
It's a gift.
Right. That's a pretty big fucking gift.
So is an engagement ring.
Yeah, but the girl gets to keep the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see your point. But babe, you know I'm priceless anyway. Yeah,
apparently fucking not. I mean, let's see, maybe...
That was a joke.
One cow for you?
Wait, are you joking?
Okay, three max. That's it. Pushing it, 4, 5.
I'm priceless.
I did not expect to have that conversation with him so soon. But I guess if he was asking, that had to be a good thing, right? Wednesday night.
Oh my god, you would never guess what I just saw. It's just... What's wrong? What happened? Babe, you okay? What? Talk to me, what happened? What's wrong?
I just came from Taft's.
Yeah? What happened? What? Is it Taft? What happened?
No, I was on the train. And then a white lady and her kid got on. She told her son to sit next to me, but he refused and started crying. And when she asked him why, he said he didn't want to sit next to the black person.
Oh, babe, look, kids can be... Oh, kids are such little assholes sometimes.
No, it still hurts, Luke. He cried actual tears because he didn't want to sit next to me, a black person.
Babe, you know, it's... Oh, you know, it's kind of like when I used to keep my hair long and sometimes people didn't want to sit next to me because, you know, they thought I was like a druggie.
What?
Look, don't let that shitty little disgusting kid make you feel bad about yourself.
Luke, you're not understanding. It's not just about that kid. Where do you think you learned that from? It's everywhere. When I'm at work and my new clients assume that I'm the intern, when security guards suspect I've shoplifted, being denied entry into a bar or restaurant even though there's barely anyone inside, I'm tired. Okay? I am tired of feeling like there's this constant weight.
Babe, do you think that, like, maybe, have you thought maybe some of it is all, like, in your head, maybe?
Huh?
I'm just saying, you can't be certain all the time about this. Like, it's, you know, because of your race, right? So maybe you're carrying this around as a bigger burden than it actually really is, you know?
A bigger burden than it actually really is? So, Malaysia... At the airport. What did you think that was about?
I don't know. It could have been anything. You know, she could have been a shitty, mean person. Maybe it was your nationality. I don't know.
You really believe that? That it had nothing to do with the fact that I'm black?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't say that. What I mean is that I'm not sure.
You can say that because you're white. I've experienced enough racism to know how it feels, Luke. I'm tired of it. I am tired of it. I've always have to be strong, brushing it off, constantly having to defend my worth as a human being. Why can't they just see us as normal people?
Shh, babe. Listen, please, just... I'm sorry. Look, you're different. You're smart. You're amazing. You're beautiful. You're funny. You're like... You are like... You're one of the most incredible women I know. Okay, don't pay attention to the stupid assholes who can't see that. Hey, look at me. V, look at me. I love you. Okay. I love you.
And that was the first time that he told me he loved me.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe and follow. Also, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It will really help us with our ranking. Please also share the podcast with your friends and family. And I would also love to hear your comments, questions, and feedback. So let's keep the conversation going on Facebook and Instagram. At Private Affairs Pod is the handle. Or you can email privateaffairspod@gmail.com. And you never know, you may just get a shout out in the special bonus episode that's to come. Private Affairs stars Rati Zomambo as V, Ron Kurtz as Luke, Tsungirai Wachinika as Mati, and Taff, with additional performances by Holly Phillips as airline agent and news reporter. Sound design and mixing by Jerry Agbinger. Original music composed by Jerry Egbinger. Additional music from Storyblocks. In this episode, you also heard Hotlines by Ijale. Cover art designed by Manya Dar. Private Affairs was created, written, directed, edited, and produced by me, Christine DJ Kicks Mwaturura. To learn more and to support the creation of more content like this, visit privateaffairspod.com. This project is supported by the Victorian Government through Creative Victoria.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.